Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen. Welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Today, I want to take one of my favorite passages, and one, if you've been around Sugar Hill Church very long or you've been listening to the podcast very long, you know this is one of my favorite texts. Out of Matthew chapter 20, beginning in verse 26, here's what the Lord says. It shouldn't be this way among you. Whoever would be great among you must be a servant, and whoever should be first among you must be your slave. Even as the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. Now, if you take this, you begin to see how God measures extraordinary people. He begins to measure and see and give us this kind of a lower volume perspective of this is the way it's supposed to be with you guys. You shouldn't be lording your leadership. You shouldn't be lording your authority either over your family or over your church or over your business or over your relationships, because whoever would be the greatest among you. Now, here's what I want you to think about. Serving God makes us greater. That's what we call growth. In many circles, that's what we call, wait a minute, discipleship. But we also see another term here that helps us understand discipleship anymore. Whoever would be first among you must be your slave. Do you see both of those? I mean, God says greater is when we grow to become more like him. How do I know that? Because he said, even as the Son of Man, those three words, Son of Man, this is a picture of Jesus, that he didn't come to be served, but he came to serve. Now, you look at that and you think, all right, what is my takeaway? I get it. If I serve, God thinks I'm great. But what about the rest of the world? Well, let me ask you a question. If you don't serve anybody at all, do you believe anybody looks at you that you've grown to become more like Christ? You see, greater equals growth, and first becomes mature. Both of those words, growth and mature, are what we have when we talk about discipleship. Have you claimed responsibility for your growth, for your maturation as you walk and live in Christ? You see, can you name a few ways that you could serve God? Now, here's what I'd like for you to do today. I know some of you are listening to this in the car. Some of you are listening to it while you jog or walk on a treadmill or whatever you're at or wherever you're doing. But just ask yourself this question. Can you name a few ways that you could serve God? Now, I don't mean ways that you might already have in your kind of path, in your daily journey, but what are some ways, if you were to think of two or three ways, you know, if I did that, I guarantee you that's what it looks like to serve other people, to serve God. Remember, just going to church to sit in a chair isn't exactly serving God, and you don't have to have some great title or position to serve God. What God is saying is, all right, this shouldn't be like you. You shouldn't lord it over and think other people are that you're better than everybody else, that you're beyond the need to serve people or make something happen. You see, God's looking for a willing heart, but God is also looking for a humble heart. Now, this is a big deal. God's not looking for someone who will serve him for money or fame. He's looking for a willing and a humble heart. How many times have we talked about it's all a matter of the heart? You see, God is looking for someone who will express his love to the world, but you can't do that with a heart that's filled with you. You can't. I can't do it with a heart that's filled with me. I can't do this. I can't serve and express the love of Christ in this world with graciousness and kindness and compassion. Those things can't happen in my life if what I'm worried about is, why isn't somebody going ahead and making a challenge? Why am I not helping someone today? Well, usually it's because I'm too caught up in my own space and my own world. Remember, though, when you read this text, whoever would be great among you must be a servant. Now, when we talk about servants in the time in which this was written, we're talking about slaves. We're talking about the willingness to be under authority, the willingness to do what nobody else would do. And then the second piece, for those who would be first among you, they need to be your slave. Can you see this connection? Servanthood, slavery goes with obedience. And when we do that, God allows us to see the picture of him, that he came to be, he came to serve, not to be served, and to give his life as a ransom for many. If our life is going to model and be shaped by the PhD course of Jesus and his walk in his way, then we will discover compassion, passion. We will find graciousness, kindness. We will find that as a part of our DNA. And at the end of every day, we'll put our head on a pillow knowing, I was so blessed that I got to be a part of greatness today by being a slave, by being a servant, And the Lord God said, that is good. Hey, my friend, go serve somebody today. Let's don't let kindness be so random. Bye now.